The exhibition opens with a self-portrait painted by the young Diego Rivera in 1906, when he was still in his academic training phase. Rivera appears in his studio depicted in a half-bust, in three-quarter profile. His face is slightly turned to his left, while his gaze is directed forward. His mouth is slightly open, with thin eyebrows, a mustache and short beard, as if he had not shaved for a few days. His hair is loose and slightly disheveled. He wears a wide, dark work smock, typical of the painter's trade. On the front of it, two large buttons stand out and a foulard is knotted around his neck. Behind the artist, an easel leaning against the wall appears, supporting a large canvas, of which only the back is visible. In the background, there are also other paintings leaning against the wall, also facing backwards, and rendered with a loose and blended brushstroke. The composition conveys a certain intimacy and reserve. The gesture of hiding the painting suggests an artist still shy about showing his own work. However, this young painter would go on to become one of the most important figures in Mexican art of the 20th century. The work represents the beginning of Rivera's artistic journey before he approached the modern avant-garde. Here we still see an artist marked by academic teaching, even though the background already reveals freer and more atmospheric brushstrokes that anticipate the changes that would come later.